Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After minicamp ends on Thursday,
okay,
and I leave Berea.
Do you go to your own cabin trip?
Where you just have a lot of booze
and a lot of all sorts of illicit drugs and everything else.
No,
I don't think Nick does illicit drugs, by the way. We need to clear that up immediately. I'm going to say right now, I think it's just booze, guys. I think we're okay.
Mentally.
How about your sweet pippy boyo?
Oh, geez. Mentally, I go on vacation. So,
well, we know he, you know, ayahuasca is probably in the cards at some point, but he's got to be like 75 or so before he pulls that off. Mentally, you go on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So mentally, this is, you just check out after this.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I get myself to early July, and then I take my typical 2 weeks back to back.
You go 2 weeks back to back?
Yes, I do. Because there's nothing else going on in mid-July.
You work hard. You earned it. I'm not gatekeeping your vacation. It's an interesting approach.
I work from.
Do you go anywhere in the 2 weeks, or you just want like a full 2 weeks to like just do nothing?
Yeah, just to reset mentally and physically and emotionally and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Ooh, man. Do you feel like you just like when you come back? Are you keeping track of things? You're like me, and what I appreciate about you is that you like to watch sporting events. Not everyone in this business likes to actually watch sporting events. I know you do, and we're the same way in that we just generally enjoy watching sports. Do you watch sports in this 2 week vacation?
I sometimes, but I do.
It's not like much is going on in the sports world.
The only thing that's going on is
it's just baseball games.
Yeah, it's All Star. You know, and then the period after All Star, it's the only time in calendar where nobody's.
Yesterday,
playing.
I found myself so bored. I was watching a wiffle ball championship on the Ocho. Mac knows. You watch that? You see that yesterday?
I see the highlights every now and then.
I was thinking to myself, is it cool or lame? The whole dream in life when you're 12 years old is to make it on ESPN. I imagine that was my dream. I don't know if you guys share that dream at all, but
it depends the reason why you're making it on ESPN. Well, so, let's be very clear about that.
So that's where I'm going with this. Is that like for the longest time it was just like you just make it on ESPN,
maybe
make
it SportsCenter.
Well, I assumed it'd be playing for shortstop for the Cubs or something at that point in life, but it didn't work out that way. And then I became a pretty good bowler, and I'm like, all right, bowling on ESPN. It's not a bad way because they used to put a junior gold championships, which is something I've competed in. They used to put that on ESPN. So it was like, I was like, oh, okay, that'd be a great way to end up on ESPN at 17 years old. That's not horrible.
You have a better chance of making Schecter a fool than you do the ESPN SportsCenter top 10.
Well, not even the top 10. I'm saying just in general, right? Like like 12 years old, that was the dream. It was like find a way on ESPN and we've done it in some sort of capacity. But like, imagine if you're some of these like 28-year-olds in the wiffle ball championship that was on ESPN yesterday and ESPN8. Is that like do you brag about that? Or is that the type of thing that when people see it, it's like, oh yeah, he was always really oddly into wiffle ball, wasn't he?
Depends on if you got a highlight or if you were just kind of there.
Is it bad if you're on ESPN the Ocho, but you strike out in your wiffle ball appearance? Like if the guy just K's you in 3 pitches?
I think that might be worse.
You like tell your friends and family and everyone's tuned in and that's it? Like do you even, is that even a Facebook post?
It's
like
I was on ESPN today. You don't want to be the last out. That's the key.
Isn't that in every sport? Like baseball, you don't want to be the last out. Wiffle ball, I would imagine, is the same thing.
Especially wiffle ball, you don't want to be the last out.
Hashtag analysis. Yes, thank you, Daryl.
Analysis.
So is it lame to be on ESPN for wiffle ball?
Is it professional wiffle ball?
I think these were pros.
Well, then, I mean, pro sports are pro sports, right?
It doesn't matter if they make less than a WNBA player does. It's like, it's a pro sport.
I have friends that play softball locally, and they treat those games like it's game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah, but softball.
I mean, they get hurt and everything.
In an odd way.
They're running out, diving. They're, oh yeah, it's serious business.
In an odd way. And bananas and how everything associated with softball in general. But like, softball is way more manlier than wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, the guys that are on TV for softball are all, I mean, it's like steroid-induced, juiced up,
there's a reason
meatheads, just a bunch of meatballs out there, and they just crank the ball 700 feet. It's insane what they're able to do. Whereas in wiffle ball, there's really no way that they make that cool. There just isn't. I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing a celebrity wiffle ball game at All-Star Weekend, but they do a celebrity softball game at All-Star Week.
One of my favorite events.
I will say I did see a highlight from over the weekend where the pitcher was trying to argue that a home run ball went foul, and he kept on saying, like, can we check it? And everybody's like, no, the clearest day went for a home run.
It's obviously
what
gone.
Do they use for foul poles? Broomsticks?
No, they had a legitimate field with foul poles set up.
That's the thing. They make these really cool fields.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It was almost like they had like a clubhouse in like out in left field beyond the wall.
That's the one in Oregon. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
It's insane. Well, and then they go to like these other sites that are like replicas of Wrigley and replicas of Fenway and all these other things.
Mention, yeah, you have these folks that they build like these replica.
There's a place in Branson that has like five different featured actual stadiums, and they have Little League tournaments there, but they also do the wiffle ball stuff.
I wonder
if there's
someone in Northeast Ohio that has a replica Progressive Field in their backyard.
Not a great replica site in my mind. Although you do have a cool left field.
No, you've got the 19-foot wall. You
got a cool left field, but it's still like if I'm going to make a replica, I'll just make one of Fenway and then also put Pesky Pole in there, and it accomplishes the same things. Like Progressive is, it's Fenway, but Fenway is like the steroid version of it, right? Where the wall is higher at Fenway.
Well, the wall is also shorter
right
at Fenway.
Right field is also shorter in than what Progressive Field is. Like it says, like they do everything. Progressive tried to do everything that Fenway did. They just couldn't rip it off completely. So they made it like half as cool.
I love the fact that those dimensions have never changed in that ballpark. Unlike what the Orioles have done, the Camden Yards, which, by the way, is one of the great baseball sins.
They changed it for what their team has. I don't begrug a team for that.
No, they ruined that ballpark.
If I got a bunch of boppers, I'm moving my fence in 15 feet. Why not?
Yeah, no, they moved it back because no boppers.
Well, again, theirs was starting pitching, but like if I had a bunch of boppers, I'm changing it.
I got to give the Yankees credit. They moved a block down the street, same dimensions, and that thing is a sandbox that they play in New York.
I would change with it all the time. As much as Major League Baseball would let me change, I would change it.
Every year?
If they let me. If they were
At
some point, they would step in and be like, you can't do this as often as you're doing it. You're clearly just changing it to help out your own team, but I would take advantage of that all the time.
Yeah, I know the Tigers have played with their dimensions a couple times at Comerica. Remember the Astros, when they opened their park, they put the hill and a flagpole on the hill?
Which was one of the dumbest things ever approved by Major League Baseball.
Are you kidding me?
How is that awesome? They put a massive hill with an incline and a foul pole that was in fair territory, and you'd watch people try to run up this hill to make a catch.
That's how they used to play the game of baseball.
Are we playing American Gladiators, or are we playing baseball?
I have a book at home, The History of Baseball Ballparks, and it just is basically every ballpark ever built way back in the day and all the intricate, unique things. Look. Flagpoles were in play. The old Yankee Stadium originally, the monuments used to be in play.
Which was dumb. It was dumb then, too.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say it was dumb then. It's just unique.
No. I don't want a graveyard out in center field. Like, just give me a clean chance at making a catch.
And there's a double off the Babe Ruth tombstone in left center.
Yeah, Babe Ruth's were two runs if you hit Babe Ruth on a fly.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? But maybe in wiffle ball, that's a thing.
That's what makes baseball great, is every ballpark has its unique flavor and character. And it's not like those 70s ashtrays that teams used to play in. Now you got these ballparks, everyone's got their own dimensions and ballpark quirks and all that.
Like when you had the outfield pools out there for Miami and Arizona.
Yeah, and a little splashdown, right?
Fun fact, what was the first home run hit in Arizona's, and then it was Bank One Ballpark. Mark Grace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The answer there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first splashdown. Yeah. You see, and you used to like think of those things, even like in
The
San Francisco,
put a pool
you hit
in their stadium for the you can swim and watch the Jaguars lose.
Yeah, I never understood that because I get it. You can swim and you can hang out and all that, but they're, like, don't you want to watch the actual football game?
It's the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Fair rebuttal. It's fair rebuttal.
What Max said. Yeah. Well, and that's the way it's going with these stadiums. I mean, teams like the Guardians and that, they're taking out seats and replacing them with drink rails, and they're replacing them with gathering spaces
for people. They love the drink rails with the Guardians. That's like a big hit with people Max Edge.
It is. They are printing money off of the new spaces that they have created because that's the modern fan.
But that's more about turning these things into bars than they are fields, though.
100%.
That was the Rockies' big pitch so many years ago. Is we're going to be the first team to basically build a never-ending bar all the way around the field.
I mean, I'm surprised the Browns are putting 65,000 seats into this Brook Park Dome because, I'm surprised they haven't put more drink rails and stuff like that in it. There's going to be some. There's going to be, 2,500 standing room only or whatnot. But I thought they'd put more of that kind of thing into it because that's kind of the Cavaliers took out a whole section of the upper deck in Rocket Arena to create a big bar up there. Like
and that one worked out really well too. A lot of people liked that the same way they liked the Guardians version.
That was
a complete ripoff, but it was very well done.
People don't want chairs. They want to just hang out around like they're at the bar and be able to watch games.
What they like about it is the $5 ticket to get in for the Cavs game when you do that.
No, those tickets don't cost $5 to stand.
Oh, no, some of them were. Some of them definitely were. I'm talking like the, I swear they
you
did
mean
a couple five dollar
seats.
I swear
six,
they
the
did like a couple like $5 promotions based off of that. Yeah,
way back in the day. Yeah,
yeah. And obviously not now when they're good, but same thing with the Guardians though. They aren't the Guardians tickets for their
those $6
isn't
seats.
That, isn't that part of your like entrance pass pass in for your monthly club?
Yeah, the ballpark pass. It's standing room only for every home game, and it's $50
for the month.
Can't beat the month.
That's pretty good.
It's an exceptional deal.
It's a good deal.
It's an exceptional deal.
All I know is when I cover Guardian games and those gates open, like it is a mad rush to the corner, the corner bar, and the drink rails there, and the drink rails down in the left field corner. It like for people to claim their spots.
Oh yeah, I remember when the Guardians went on the playoff run in 2016. That was one of the things that people kept videoing over and over again. And I'd sit there and I'd watch, and there would just be this mad dash to certain parts of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Insane. All right. Good morning, football. They had thoughts on the Browns. Whether or not the Browns quarterback approach was a recipe for success. Here we go. This is the guys in the morning.
It's the strangest thing in the league right now. It's so strange. I mean, the Deshaun Watson piece alone is strange. I don't even know when he gets a clean bill of health, does he suit up? I don't think he's ever putting on a uniform again. Like, he is on the roster. He's highly paid. The owner publicly disavowed him. That's just one piece that's weird. I'm not sure why they drafted Shedeur Sanders. And I know, well, fifth round, that's a quality pick, but you already drafted a rookie quarterback. You already traded for Pickett. Kevin Stefanski is this great coach who everybody respects. And yet this is a really, really strange group. And I'll say this again, is Shedeur making the team? Is he going to be on the practice squad? Is Flacco staying with the team? There's so many questions, and the idea that let's just try them all, I don't know. I've never seen this before. And typically when you see something you've never seen before, it doesn't work out that well.
You were laughing along the entire time.
There's really
clearly
was.
A lot there that you enjoyed.
I just, listen, I have said all offseason, we have entered the throw stuff against the wall and say your prayers that something finally sticks portion of the program.
Well, it's what it is. It starts at a dartboard. More chances you take at it, the more likelihood that you're going to have something that does, in fact, actually hit.
Yep. Shedeur's going to make the team because you're not getting him through the waiver wire. Joe Flacco, I think, is going to be the guy that's going to be the odd man out. They'll probably trade him when there's an injury somewhere around the league at the quarterback position and someone needs a guy because they seem to really like themselves some Kenny Pickett. My personal preference is Joe Flacco starts week one, Shador's the number two quarterback, and that's what you roll with.
I like that as well.
What I would do. I'm not sold on the Kenny Pickett thing. I'm not, you know, Dylan Gabriel. I'll say this, and this is totally unfair of me to say, but you're going to love it because you're the Shashil for Shedeur.
It's so rude. Shashil is so rude.
But it's also accurate. Shedeur has passed, in my mind, Dylan Gabriel on my depth chart. To me, I think Shedeur is the number three quarterback, and Dylan Gabriel's the number four, and that's just my eyeball test in OTAs, and I say that realizing that it's completely unfair because it's OTAs.
Not unfair. So the point is, though,
told you.
I didn't deny it. I just think the accusation is a little harsh as all.
Shea, boom!
There we go. That's what we like.
I prefer Shashil.
Do people think that the Browns are doing this dart at a dartboard thing that we just discussed?
Because I think it's brilliant. Considering where they're at, this is a brilliant approach.
The problem with that is I feel like people like Kyle Brandt and other people are suggesting that we're doing this as if this is like guaranteed to give us an answer. As if you give four, one of them is going to come out above. No, if you have four quarterbacks and you don't think too highly of any of them, more likely than not, none of them are going to materialize in your franchise quarterback. That's the reality of it all. But I don't think the Browns are banking on that. Like, the actual thing the Browns are banking on, Daryl, is the idea that you have two first-round picks in next year's draft. That's the bet. That's what you're banking on. You're not banking on Shedeur, as much as I like him, to end up being the savior. You're not banking on Joe Flacco at 40 years old to come in there and save the day. You're betting on the idea that the two first-round picks will take care of it, and then you're just really, in this point, just seeing if you can find some different way to actually approach a quarterback situation.
Well, the jackpot scenario for the Browns is as follows. Shedeur Sanders, they figure out internally he's their guy. However that materializes in playing time this season on the field, I'm setting that aside.
For sure.
And then they can take those two first-round picks next year and do things to help.
Right, but nobody thinks that's the plan that they're banking on, though. And I feel like in that clip, it was almost insinuating, like, this is the foolproof plan. One of the four of them, we'll just throw four quarterbacks out there, and one of them is going to take over and be awesome. And it's like, that's not their line of thinking at all in this. I think we need to remind people consistently that cannot be their line of thinking. 216-474-0092 is the Browns quarterback approach, a recipe for success. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to your tweets as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.